找了一个麦克风。
Thank you and good morning again.
谢谢，那大家早。
You know, I realize that I probably do not even need a microphone.
我刚才发现我可能不需要麦克风。
Because in this equation, she's the important one.
因为在这种状态下我比较重要。
You don't need to hear what I say.
你不需要听到我在讲什么。
You just need to hear what she says.
那林老师讲了就好了。You sure about that?
I guess my question is what I'm saying also what she is saying?
我比较大的问题是我所讲的跟她翻的是不是一样的。
Oh, I appreciate very much the good work of so many in helping me and helping us to make this a good week.
我很感激在这一周里面能够帮助我跟帮助彼此帮助能够让这一个礼拜的呈现是这样的人。
And I really do appreciate Julianne's translation.
谢谢林老师的翻译。
Whatever she's saying, I'm sure it's good.
我不管她讲什么，我相信都是好的。
Well, I would like to begin today with a passage of scripture.
我今天要从一段的经文来开始。
And it centers our thoughts on the call of God to holy living.
这使我们的心思意念可以集中在上帝对我们圣洁生命的呼召。
It will be the foundation for our comments today.
这会是我们今天所讲的一个根基所在。
And it's taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 through 16.
经文是在彼得前书一章第十三节到第十六节，由我来读。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Now, Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to your word.
主，我们求你对，使我们对着你的话打开我们的心，打开我们的意。
Teach us with the help of your Holy Spirit.
用在你的圣灵帮助下教导我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday I talked with you about four basic principles of holiness in the 21st century.
昨天我们提到在21世纪圣洁生活的四个基本的原则。
Today I would like to take the next step and talk with you more about the very content of this message.
今天我要进一步有关于圣洁的信息，我们要谈它的内容是什么。
Frankly, it's a message that has been often misunderstood.
我们今天要所谈内容，其实在过去常常被误解。
And over the last 75 years of the church's life, we have limited the power of this message.
在过去的75年当中，教会里面对于有关于这个非常有力的信息，我们把它的这个力量给限制住了。
Many churches that claim this as their heritage have made it into a list of rules and regulations.
许多宣称他们的教会是传承圣洁传统，这些教会把这样的一个信息给限制成是一份清单。
And many of you come from some of those church traditions.
我们当中有些人就是从这样的教会背景出来的。
And I do.
我也是。
We haveIn many cases, limited the effect of the message of holiness that God has entrusted to our care.
我们在某一种状态下把神交在我们手上的这样一个圣洁的信息给限制了。
And we have done it by trying to reduce it to our own capacity to understand.
因为我们把它用我们所能够了解的能力限制成把它给减低了。
And we have saddled it with many regulations and restrictions.
然后我们用很多的规定跟很多的限一些限制律法来把它给降低。
In many cases, we've made the message of holiness simply a list of things to do and things not to do.
在某种状态下，我们把圣洁生活做成一个清单，什么是要做的，什么是不该做的。
But the call of God to holiness is a freeing gospel.
但是上帝呼召我们要成为圣洁这样的一个一个呼召，它是在福音当中是一个自由的。
And throughout the world, the church in every form is discovering a fresh desire to embrace holiness.
而在世界各地的教会在这当中都可以去体验到圣洁要在他们当中来运行这样的一个这样的一个充满。
The message of holiness is as old as God himself.
圣洁的信息就是神他自己。
It is given to us in scripture.
在圣经里面来告诉我们。
It is lived out in the early church.
他在早期初代的教会当中被活出来。
It is reflected upon by the desert fathers.
他在沙漠教父当中被反映出来，在他们的生命当中被反映出来。
It was particularly clearly articulated by the Methodist revival and John and Charles Wesley.
在约翰威斯里的这个寻道中的复兴当中，他也被显现出来。
And then in the early 19th century,The church began to be set aflame by the holiness movement around the world.
但是到了十九世纪初的时候，教会开始在这个圣洁运动、圣洁生活的运动当中，把它做出了一个篱笆，把它围起来了。
In the latter part of the 20th century, many churches attempted to codify it.Into doctrines and positions.
然后到了二十世纪初的时候，很多的教会就把圣洁给做成了只是一个教育跟教义跟这样传统的这样的一个状态了。
But within the last decade or so, the church around the world is breaking loose from some of those limitations.
但是在过去的这几十年当中，我们看见教会已经开始要打破这些限制了。
And the Holy Spirit is freeing us to discover again the power and transformation of holiness.
圣灵就帮助我们能够看见圣洁如何的转化我们的生命这样子的一个行为跟能力。
Within the heritage of Holy Light Seminary, we have the DNA or the character of this message and its theological foundations.
我们既然是传承了这样的一个圣光既然传承这样的一个传统，在我们当中就有这样 DNA。我不用讲去氧核酸，我喝汤喝酸。OK， 好，那我们要对这样的 DNA 跟这样子一个基因在里面。
So my prayer is that for those of you who are studying at Holy Light.That you will become powerful preachers and teachers of this transformational message.
所以这是我的盼望，就是在这边接受造就的每一位，能够成为去传讲圣洁信息的好的教导者跟传讲者。
Now, holiness is a unique message.
圣洁是一个非常独特的信息。
It is one of the grand themes of Scripture.
这是圣经当中给我们一个很重要的一个主题。
Actually, it appears more in Scripture than even the atonement.
它在圣经当中出现的次数比救赎还更多。
It appears in many different forms in Scripture.
它用不同的形式在我们的圣经经文当中呈现。
But the theme of holiness is one of the most pervasive themes throughout Scripture.
但无论如何，整个圣经当中，圣洁可以说是最遍布全处的一个信息了。
It's different than any of the other theological themes that we study in Scripture.
它如果我们从经文里面去研读神学的话，圣洁是最多、最普遍的一个主题了。
In most cases, our theological study takes us to understand God's actions toward humanity.
在许多神学的学习当中，它主要是在学习神如何在人生命上所做的事，他的作为。
Many of the other themes of Scripture are describing what God is doing to people.
有一些经文他所讲的一些主题是神如何的去把事情做在人身上。
In the atonement, He is paying the price for our sins.
在救赎的这个行的这个作为当中，神为我们的罪付上了代价。
In forgiveness, He is absolving us of our guilt.
在饶恕这样的一个主题当中，他让我们的这些罪给解除了。
By His mercy, He is overlooking our responsible offenses.
因着他的怜悯。他就不看我们所犯的这些过犯。
In His grace, He is compensating for our own inadequacies.
他的在他的恩典之下，他就免除了我们的不足。
So you see, most of Scripture is talking about what God is doing to us or for us.
所以你看，有许许多的经文所讲的都是。上帝如何对着我们或者为我们做了什么
But holiness is different than any of those.
但是圣洁跟这些都不太一样
Because holiness is not describing what God is doing to us or for us.
因为圣洁所描述的不是上帝对我们或为我们做了什么
Holiness, in fact, is a description of the very nature of God.
圣洁其实所描述的就是上帝他的一个本质。
The chief characteristic of God is that He is holy.
这是神最主要的一个属性，他是圣洁的。
And so the concept of holiness is set apart from virtually every other theme, theological theme in Scripture.
所以在这种状态下。圣洁跟其他的神学上面的议题从神学从这个经文上出来的议题就完全就不一样了。
And it's for this reason that there are many different understandings of holiness.
也因为这样子，所以我们对于圣洁的议题就有很多不同的了解。
And frankly, we will never completely understand it.
那实际上我们没有办法完全的去理解什么是圣洁。
Because it defines the very nature of God, we can never fully comprehend it.
因为它所定义的是上帝他的本质，我们是没有办法全然去理解的。
But we may pursue embracing it.
但是我们可以去追求的去理解它，并且去拥抱去。拥护这样子一个圣洁议题。
There will always be discussions about what holiness is.
永远都会有一些有关于什么是圣洁的讨论出现。
There will always be conversations about the different facets of holiness.
我们也会一直都有这个圣洁是有哪一些不同的内容在讨论着。
And yet we will never come to a conclusive final end to that conversation.
但是即使这样，我这些对话是没有办法有一个最后的总结的。
Because it is a description of God's nature in which there is no end.
因为这是有关于上帝他自己本身的本质，而且这是没有办法去完全总结的。
But in our pursuit of holiness and appropriating God's nature in our lives,We become what He created us to be.
但是在我们追求圣洁的生命，当我们去向着上帝的呼召去接近的时候，我们开始成为上帝当初造我们的样式。
The best I can tell you is this.
我可以告诉你们最好的形容是这样子的。
Holiness is the appropriation of God's nature in and through our lives.
圣洁是上帝他这个最好的本质在我们当中，并且透过我们生命所显出来的。
At its very root, the essence of holiness is Christ-likeness.
而圣洁的最主要的本质就是像基督一样。
Or to put it in the words of Henry Nouwen, holiness is a greater element of God in us.
如果 Henry Rowan 他的那个说法就是圣洁就是上帝在我们当中所呈现的。
This message is not something that we can contain to a list of rules.
所以这样子一个信息我们不能满足于只是一个规则的清单。
And because it is not something that we can put in a box and contain, it is often dismissed.
那既然我们没有办法把它给限制在一个盒子里面一个清单，所以我们有时候就会失落它了。
And many times people don't even try to embrace holiness because they think it's too difficult.
很多时候人不想要有这样子去追求这个圣洁的生活，因为他们觉得太困难了。
It's something that's up too high out of reach.
它已经太高了，太没有办法去接近了。
And so they stop trying.
所以他们就不再尝试。
Or else they simply reduce it to a certain list of behaviors.
或者他们把它简化成能做不能做的清单。
And that quickly leads to legalism.
那就变成了律法主义。
And of course that is completely inconsistent with God's nature.
那这个跟上帝他自己的属性是完全不一致的。
Many of the people that you will serve will expect you to explain it to them.
很多我们所服侍的众人，他希望我们能够向他解释什么是圣洁。
And perhaps even in your own life, you have left the concept of holiness as something that is out of your reach.
也很有可能你自己的生命当中，在某些程度，你就把圣洁给放到一边去。
Our family lived in a house in a previous city where we lived with a gate on the side of it.
我以前我们家住的那个房子呢 是有一个门有一个大门的。
And the gate was about this high.
那个门大概这么高。
And it had a latch on the top and a latch on the bottom.
然后上下各有一个那个栅那个、哦、怎么讲门槛吗就这种 ,OK。
What, latch?
Yeah,
latch. OK.
I try to describe it.
OK. And when our children were small,They would keep their bicycles behind that gate.
然后在我小孩子还小的时候呢，他们会把那个他们的脚踏车放在那个门的后边。
Anytime they wanted to go out front and ride their bicycles in the yard, they had to open the gate.
他们每次想要去骑脚踏车的时候，就要打开这个门。
Our daughter was taller.
我的女儿比较高一点。
And she could reach up and open the top latch.
她可以把上面的那个锁的那个东西拔开。
And open the gate and get her own bicycle out.
然后就可以出得去了。
But our boys were much smaller.
我们小男生比较小一点。
They could reach the bottom latch.
他们可以打开下面的那一个锁。
But they couldn't reach the top latch.
没有办法拿到上面的。
It was too high for them.
因为对他来说太高了。
And so they never could get their bikes out by themselves.
所以这些男孩子就没有办法自己打开门把车子弄出去。
They always had to come ask one of us.To open the top latch and open the gate.
所以他们必须来跑来问我们其中一个人来帮他们把上面那个栏的那个东西打开。
One day I had an idea.
有一天我想到一个办法。
I thought if I tie a string on the top latch and let it hang down, then they could pull the string and open the latch.
如果把上面那个门栓上绑一根绳子的话，那他们就可以拉了就打开。
So I put a string on it and hung it down low where the boys could reach it.
所以我就在那边绑了一条线，然后让那条线垂下来。
And it worked.
但是它就成功了。
They could open the bottom latch.
他们就可以打开下面的栓。
And they could reach the string and pull down and open the top latch.
然后他们可以拉那一条线，所以上面的门栓也开了。
The gate would open and they could take their bikes out.
然后他们的脚踏车就可以出去了。
And they didn't need me anymore.
就不再需要我了。
Holiness is much like that top latch.
圣洁就有点像上方的那个门栓。
For too many people, it is out of reach and they can't get at it.
对很多人来说，它真的太高了，根本没有办法碰得到。
Maybe for some of you, holiness has been like the top latch.
对我们在座某些人来说，可能圣洁就像那个上方的门栓。
Maybe it's too complicated.
它可能太复杂了。
Maybe you can't fully understand it.
可能你没有办法完全理解它。
And so you go to your professors and ask for help.
所以你就跑去找你的教授，希望能够得到帮助。
Anytime you want to know about it, you talk to one of your professors or your pastor.
所以你想认识圣洁的时候，你就去找你的教授或找你的牧师。
I would like to put a string on that latch for you.
我在这边想要为你来绑那一条线。
So that you can reach it.
所以你就可以摸到它了。
So that you can open your own gate.
你就可以自己打开门了。
So that you can embrace holiness for yourself.
你可以为你自己来拥抱圣洁的生活。
And most importantly, I would like for you to put a string on the top latch for your people.
更重要的是，我希望你能够为你所服侍的人去绑那一条线。
So that when you are pastoring or when you are teaching,
所以当你是在牧会或在教导的时候
，You can help them to reach the idea of holiness for themselves.
所以他们就可以自己去碰得 道去碰到这个圣洁。
And they can embrace the fullness of how God intended for them to live.
然后他们就可以追求拥抱上帝的旨意当中要他们所生活的模式。
You see, that's the call of holiness to become what God created you to become.
要知道圣洁的呼召就是去回应上帝要你成为的那个样式。
We may never fully understand it.
我们没有办法完全的去理解。
But we may embrace it.
但是我们可以去追求拥抱它。
Let me tell you another quick story to help give you a context for holiness.
那我再跟大家讲一个故事。
Imagine that we walk into the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican City in Rome.
想象我们到罗马到了西斯丁大教堂去了。
And we look up to the ceiling.
然后我们往上看那个天花板。
And we see a great painting by Michelangelo.
我们看到在上面有米开朗基罗一个很好的绘画。
Now we may look at that painting and think that it's beautiful.
然后我们看着那个圆顶的壁画就说哇真是漂亮啊。
And many people will go in and admire how masterful that painting is.
很多人走进去看到那个壁画的时候都会非常的赞叹它的美丽。
They will admire it for its craftsmanship.
他会赞赏这个所做这个上面画壁画的功夫。
The beautiful colors and the fine strokes of the brush.
这很美丽的色彩跟非常好的这笔的触感。
The intricacy of the painting.
这个画所要呈现的。
And they will admire how beautiful it is because of the detail and the color.
还有这个壁画它所有的细节跟它所有的用色大家就赞叹着。
They see the results of the painting and the craftsmanship and they admire its beauty.
所以他们看着这个壁画的一切，看着他的技巧，他们就非常的赞赏。
That's one way of admiring the beauty of the painting in the Sistine Chapel.
这是如果你看到了西斯丁大教堂，要看这个观赏这个画的一个方法。
But what I think is a more complete admiration of this work.Is different.
但是我的想法是，如果你要好好的欣赏这个壁，这个头屋顶的壁画，有一个更好的、更完整的办法。
You see, the true beauty of that art happens at a different moment.
你要去想象是这个壁画所产生它的重要点在哪里。
Not just when you see the craftsmanship of the artwork,
而不是去只是看到他们的技巧，而是看到它为什么产生。
But when you look at the art and you begin to see the artist,
当你看着那个壁画的时候，你可能会去看到这是一个什么样的艺术家，什么样的一个画家。
When you begin to see the nature of the artist coming through the artwork, now you are embracing.The beauty of the art.
也就是说，当你看着这个美丽的艺术品的时候，你所见到的是那个艺术家，那你真的就开始赞赏起来了。
I would like for you to understand holiness not as the outcome of good behavior.
这就是我要大家去了解的圣洁，你所要看到的，并不是他行为表现出来的那个呈现。
But I would like for you to understand holiness as the nature of the artist coming through in the artwork.
但是圣洁实际上就是这个艺术家的本身如何从这个艺术品里面给呈现出来。
That the nature of the creator is beginning to be seen in the nature of your life.
也就是说在你的生命当中这一个创造你的这个创造者他的本质被见到了。
You are the artwork.
你就是那个艺术品。
You may show your neighbors the very delicate strokes of the artist in your behavior and in living up to the rules.
你可以让你的邻舍去看见这个艺术家在你的生命当中的一切的笔触、触感跟所做的各样技巧。
Or you may allow the nature of the creator to come through your life.
但是与其被他们看到这些技巧，你也可以让你的邻舍去看到这一个艺术家这个创造者从你生命当中被显露出来。
In a natural and complete way.
一个以本质上而且非常完整的方式。
So that when people look at your life, they begin to recognize God.
所以当人看着你的生命的时候，他们能够认出神来了。
That is the effect of holiness in your life.
这就是圣洁在你生命当中所造成的影响。
Now, there are some descriptors that will show in the life of someone who is walking the way of holiness.
我们这边有一些描述可以来讲一些人他们是在圣洁当中行走的。
There are some telltale signs of people who are walking on the way of holiness.
我们也看到，也可以有看到一些人，他们实在是走在圣洁当中，我们可以看得出来，可以。
I began to ask the question, what will someone look like if they are walking on the way of holiness?
所以我就开始问自己了，一个人要如何能够看得出来他是走在圣洁当中呢？
And it's important to note that I'm talking about this as though it is an ongoing journey of becoming.
我们要先注意说我这样讲的时候我在说的是这是一个还在进行中的旅程。
There are some descriptors.
有一些描述可以讲。
And I would like to share with you 10 of those.
那我要跟大家讲的一共有10项。
These are not standards that you seek to appropriate in your own life.
这些可能不是不是一定的标，在你的生命当中你所见到一定的标准。
These are evidences of God at work in your life.
它是证据，而不是标准，是人在你生命当中的一个。
Briefly, I'll give you 4 today and the rest tomorrow.
所以在今天我要跟大家分享其中的四项，然后明天我分享六项。
And as I told you, these I write about in a book that I think is in the bookstore.
我想这个昨天告诉大家了，我写了一本书。那这一些的内容是在那个书里面，现在在书局里。
You're free to get it there, but it's in English.
你可以去那边买一本，不过它是英文的。
Number one, descriptor.
第一项。
A transformed character.
一个转化的品格。
When people are walking on the way of holiness,
当人是走在圣洁当中的时候
they will experience a transformation of their very character.
他们自己本身的性格就转化了。
This descriptor is based on the theological premise of the otherness of God.
这样子的一个形容是根据圣经里面对于神它是分别的这样的一个叙述 来叙说的。
Because God is other,
因为上帝他是分别的。
If we are walking with him and drawing into proximity with him,
如果我们跟他同行并且被他吸引与他相亲
we too will begin to become other.
那我们也就成为分别的了。
We will become separated.
我们会被分隔开来。
Separated from the world and separated unto God.
我们会被分别从世界被分别出来并且分别归于上帝。
So we will become more and more close to God in his otherness.
所以我们会越来越与上帝这样的分别属性接近。
The danger here is that if we only define holiness by this term, we can become isolated.
但是在这样子的定义当中有个危险，如果我们只以分别来定义圣洁，那我们可能会变成孤立的。
So in the transformation of our character, we find that our very nature is transformed from the inside out.
所以在这一个圣洁它对我们性格造成转化的这个过程里面我发现它是从里向外的。
Our motives are changed.
我们的动机改变了。
Our hearts become pure.
我们的心意变纯洁了。
And we begin to become like God in our nature.
我们的性格当中就开始有像着神一样了。
That is godliness.
这个就是像神的。
That is Christ-likeness.
就是像基督一样的。
But there is more to holiness than a transformed character.
但对圣洁是比一个转化的品格还更多的。
You see, if this is the only one, then we will become separated and sectarian.
因为如果我们只是注重这一块的话，那我们就变成与世隔绝，就变成孤岛了。
So the second descriptor of those who walk in holiness is responsible engagement.
好，那第二，所以第二项我们要提到的有关于圣洁的描述，就是一个有责任的去承担。
Responsible engagement is built on the theological foundation of the incarnation.
这样有责任的承担，它的根源是出于耶稣道成肉身这样的一个作为。
The incarnation represents the culminating act of God to engage with humanity.
耶稣道成肉身这样子一个行为，这样的一个作为，正是表示上帝他自己主动的进入人，进入世界的一个做法。
In this description, God took the initiative.To engage with us for our redemption.
在这样子一个叙说当中，神主动的来行使，来进入我们当中，来行使救赎。
When we chose to leave God by an act of our sinful will, we created separation.
当人犯罪的时候，我们选择离开神，这是一个分隔。
God did not wait for us to come back to Him.
神没有等待我们来回头。
He took initiative to reach out and provide a way back.
他主动的来向我们接近，并且提供了可以让我们回头的路。
In other words, He took responsibility to engage us.
也就是换一句话说，他主动的去承担下来这样子的一个作为。
And the culmination of his initiative to engage us for reconciliation is found in the incarnation of Christ.
而这样子的一个主动介入，使我们能够与他的关系修复的呈现，在于耶稣基督的道成肉身。
As we draw closer to God in walking on the way of holiness,
当我们在圣洁当中行走，越来越接近神的时候，
we will find ourselves compelled to take responsibility to engage other people around us.
当我们越接近上帝，我们就发现我们被强制的需要去对人有这样子的一个接近，而且对人有这样的涉入。
So that when you see the poor and the disenfranchised, you will take initiative to go and reach them.
所以你看到有人是贫苦的，你会去接近他们。
You won't wait for them to come to church.
你不用等他们自己走进来教会。
You won't wait for them to clean themselves up before they show up.
你也不用等他们把自己洗干净了再进到教会。
People on the way of holiness take responsibility to go after people who need their help.
行走在圣洁道路中的人，看到有需要的人，他会主动的伸出援手。
That's why over the last few centuries, the holiness movement has been on the forefront of reaching the poor and the lost.
所以这就是为什么在过去几个世纪，圣洁运动当中很重要的一个做法，就是对那些有需要跟这些贫穷的人伸出援手。
Those in the holiness movement have taken the lead in reaching the lost around the world and feeding the hungry.
在圣洁运动当中，他们所做的就是在世界的各地去找到那一些有需要的人、失丧的人，并且去使他们得饱足。
The fastest growing segments of the church globally today are in the holiness stream of the church.
在今日教会的当中，教会成长最快的那个主流，其实是在圣洁运动的潮流里。
They take initiative to go where they are needed.
因为他们对于那些有需要的人主动的伸出援手。
They don't wait for people to come to them.
他们不等这些人自己进来。
But they model God's responsible engagement in taking initiative to go and help.
他以上帝主动的模式来为自己的模范，主动的向这些需要的人提出援手。
I'm sure glad that God didn't wait for me to come back to him.
我很高兴上帝并没有等我来回头。
I'm glad he took initiative to make a way back.
我很高兴他是自己主动的去给了那一条我们可以回头的道路。
People on the way of holiness don't wait around for people, hurting people to come to them.
与圣洁同行的人，他不会去等那些受伤的人来。
They get their hands dirty and they engage.
他们宁可让他的手去弄脏，跟他们在一起。
Thirdly, the descriptor of healthy relationships.
第三项我们要谈的是一个健康的关系。
people on the way of holiness generally have healthy relationships.
一般来说，行走在圣洁当中的人是有一个健康的关系的。
The reason is that the principle of unity is being appropriated in their lives.
因为这个有关于合一的原则在他们的生命当中是重要的。
Unity is where we come together and accept each other's differences.But we stand together on common ground.
合一就是我们每个人虽然不同，但是我们合在一起，站在一个相同的立足点上面。
And that unity happens because of the kingdom principle of mutuality.
这样合一的原则是从天国它的这种合一团契的原则来的。
Unity occurs where.Different people are mutually submitted to one another.
合一会产生，就是这一群人他们彼此能够顺服。
In Ephesians 5, we're told to submit ourselves to one another as unto the Lord.
在以弗所书第五章讲到彼此顺服。
That's the kingdom principle of mutuality.
这就是天国对于合一的一个主要的原则。
We don't fight to get our own way.
我们 不彼此争斗来走向我们自己的路。
We submit ourselves to one another.
我们彼此顺服。
And in our submission to one another, we find unity together.
而在我们这种彼此顺服 的做法当中，我们找到那个合一。
That does not mean that we give up our identity.
这并不是说我们要放弃自己的定位。
But rather that we cherish mutuality over getting our own way.
但是我们要一起的去对于我们所拥有这个共同的兴趣或共同的目标来合一。
The best example of mutuality is found in the Trinity.
在三一的这样的一个概念当中，我们可以看到。
There is one God.
一位神。
There are three persons.
三个人格，三个位格。
Among those three persons, there is mutuality.
在这三个位格当中，我们看到他们一起共同的这个合一。
They submit to one another.
他们彼此顺服。
And in their submitting to one another, there is unity of the three.
因着他们彼此的顺服，这三位当中出现了合一。
In their diversity, there is unity.
在他们虽然有不同的分工，但是他们中间是有合一的。
Because they submit to one another.
因为他们彼此的顺服。
The Father submits to the Son.
父对着子顺服。
And the Spirit submits to the Father.
灵顺服，圣灵顺服了父。
And the Son submits to the Father.
子顺服了父。
And the Son leaves and submits to the work of the Spirit who remains.
当子离开的时候，他这个所留下来这一切顺服了这个圣灵的带领。
Among the three persons of the Godhead, there is mutual submission and unity in one is the result.
这三个位格的神，他们有一个共同的顺服，成了合一，成了一位神。
So people who are on the way of holiness.Understand the principle of mutuality.
所以与圣洁同行的人，他能够明白圣洁当中这样的合一的这个原则。
And the result is that they will find unity with other people in healthy relationships.
而所带来的结果就是他们会在其他人的身上知道他们要彼此顺服，并且带来健康的关系。
The last descriptor for today is a descriptor of wise decisions.
接着要讲今天最后的一个描述，就是一个聪明有智慧的决定。
People on the way of holiness usually make wise decisions.
一般走在圣洁当中的人会做出有智慧的决定。
This is based on the scriptural theme of free will.
这个跟圣经里面谈到自由意志这一类的议题是有相关的。
You have a free will and you can make decisions.
你有自由的意志，所以你可以自己去选择。
You will be held responsible for the decisions that you make.
你要为你所做出来的决定负责任。
And so it is very important that you make wise decisions.
所以你要有做出有智慧的选择是很重要的。
But we don't make wise decisions by weighing the pros and the cons of a particular decision.
但是我们有时候在做决定的时候并不是根据能做能不做这些。
That's a helpful exercise.
我们可以这样子做，它是一个蛮好的练习。
But that's not the true source of wisdom.
但是这不是真正的有智慧的做法。
Wisdom comes when we involve the all-wise partner in our decision.
有智慧的决定出现在当我们与有智慧的人成为一个彼此的伴侣伙伴的时候，它就会发生了。
When you allow God to be a vital part of your decision making, God will bring the wisdom that He possesses into your decision.
所以当你让神成为你在做决定时候最重要的一个伴侣伙伴的时候，他就会让这样的智慧来给你。
You still have to make the decision.
但是你还是要自己做决定。
But He will certainly be involved with you in making it if you allow Him.
但是他一定会跟你在一起，甚至会为你做这个决定，如果你让他的话。
Imagine that a few years ago, well, it's not imagination, it's real. A few years ago, my children were very small.
在好多年以前，我的小孩还很小的时候。
And they were in school, and they would carry backpacks to school.
然后他们在上课啊，所以他们会有那种书包，背包的那种书包。
In those days, we had a minivan.
那个时候我们有一个这种休旅车。
Is that what a minivan is? Okay.Because it was easy for the kids to get in and out of.
因为一个休旅车的话，就比较容易让这小孩进进出出。
They could throw their backpacks in the van and jump in, and we'd go.
他们可以把这个背包往后一丢，然后他们坐好了就可以走了。
It was a great family car.
这是一个很好家庭的用车。
And for three small children, it was easy.
三个小孩来说，这是一个很好的车。
Imagine that during that period of my life, I decided I wanted to buy a new car.
然后你可以想象吗？在那段时间，我想要买一个新的车。
And so I went to the car dealer.
所以我就去找这个卖车的人。
And I took a friend of mine with me.
我带了一个朋友跟我一起去看车。
And I told my friend, I'm going to go look at new cars.
然后我跟我朋友说我要去买一个新车。
And I went to the dealer.
然后我就去了。
And I saw a beautiful Corvette.
然后我看到一个 Corvette, 但是那个跑车。
It's a sports car.
Yeah, 跑车。
It's a very fast sports car.
很快的跑车。
I like very fast sports cars.
我喜欢很快的跑车。
I want to buy that car.
我要买那辆车。
It has two seats in it.
它里面有两个座位。
And it's very low to the ground.
而且非常非常的低。
And I decided I'm going to buy the sports car.
那我已经决定我要买那个跑车。
Now, my friend...punches me in the ribs.
所以我的朋友在旁边打我。
Says you can't buy that car.
那你不可以买那个车啊。
You have three children at home.
你有三个小孩在家。
You have a family of five.
你有个五口的家庭。
There are only two seats in that car.
这里面只有两个位置。
That's not a very good decision.
这不是一个好的决定。
Now, I can choose to buy the car anyway.
反正我是可以决定买车的人嘛。
I would pay the price.
但是我得付上代价，我会付上代价。
My children would be upset that they can't all ride in the car.
我小孩子会非常的失望，因为他们没有办法在这个车子上。
And my wife would be very upset.
我太太也会很失望。
That I would make such an unwise decision.
因为我做了一个非常没有智慧的决定。
Or I can choose to heed the wise counsel of my friend.
我也可以去采取我朋友非常有智慧的一个劝告。
Who is helping me to make a good decision.
他帮助我去做出一个好的决定。
And so I heed the wise counsel and I say I'll not buy the car.
所以我听了他的意见，我说那我不要买那一个。
You see, decision making is ultimately your responsibility because you have free will.
在这边你要看到做一个决定是你自己的责任，因为你有自由意志。
But wise decisions come when you allow an all-wise God to be a partner with you in making those decisions.
但是有智慧的决定是出现在当你让有全智全能的神来帮助你做出这样决定的时候才会发生。
People who are on the way of holiness are drawing close to God.
走在圣洁道路的人，他们与神越来越接近。
And they involve God in their decisions so that they are wise decisions.
他们让神在他们各样的决定当中能够介入。
Ultimately, my prayer for you is,
我为大家的祷告是这样的。
That as you consider holiness, you will see it not as something that you can confine in a box.
当你看着圣洁的时候，你的定义不是有什么东西可以放在一个框框里。
Not as things that you can codify in a list.
或者有什么这些事情你是可以把它做成一个清单的。
But rather as something that you can embrace through your own life.
而是在你的生命当中你可以去拥抱的。
My prayer is that as you look at the art, you will see the artist.
我希望的是你看着艺术品的时候你会见到那个艺术家。
My desire is that as you allow God to become more a part of your life, these descriptors will become evident in and through you.
我的渴望是当你让神在你生命当中的分量越重的时候刚刚我们所看到的这一些叙述会成为你的一个呈现。
You may not be able to figure it out with precise language.
你可能没有办法用非常准确的语言去把它给认识出来，认识清楚。
But remember that holiness is the very nature of God.
但是要记着，圣洁正是上帝最基本的一个特质。
And it can become part of your life as you allow God's nature to be appropriated in and through you.
若你让上帝这样子一个本质成为你生命当中也从你生命当中流露出来最重要的本质圣洁可以发生。
And these will become evidences or signals that God's nature is becoming your nature.
而这就是上帝的本质成为你生命当中本质的一个证据或者一个记号了。
May we pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
主，我们向你献上感谢，为着你的话语献上感谢。
Thank you for